So we'll begin with Laura in Montgomery. Laura, 6 decades ago, Americans marched in Alabama to secure access to the ballot. How is the scope of history weighing on these protesters in the fight for voting rights, both for themselves and future generations?
What you just said, that is the message here today. I've spoken to dozens of demonstrators, and the overall sentiment is they feel as though they're going backwards. It was 1965 when Congressman John Lewis walked over the Edmund Pettus Bridge demanding equal voting rights. That's the exact demand today when a group of people walked over the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Just to put that into perspective for you, we're in Montgomery right now, outside of the state capitol. We're expecting thousands of people who are slowly trickling in to listen to elected officials and activists who are going to talk about these redistricting issues, which our teammate Maya Eaglin's going to talk about in a little bit. But I want to show you what we're seeing here. We're seeing joy. Look at, we got some. I'm good. How are you, Laura? I'm going to show these signs over here too. Look at these signs. We got "Protect Our Vote" with John Lewis on them. These are my friends here. You all traveled a long way to be here. Really quickly, why was it important for you to be here right now?
We understand the moment, and we know that Southern Black voters and their votes are under attack. In Virginia, our vote was just told that it was null and void, and so we have to stand up and make a change in this moment.
So you're from Virginia. Where are you from?
Charlottesville, Virginia. We're here to support.
How do you feel when you think of 1965 and what went on in Alabama to now? How does it make you feel?
Not too good, but things will get better, I hope.
And that's a lot of the joy we're seeing today, despite what's going on and the frustration. A lot of joy. Why is that?
Yes, we're here today because we're letting them know we're not going back by any means necessary.
Yes.
And then we're here today to speak truth to power, and we stand in solidarity with all the citizens of Alabama.